way through Romans 14. This is session 3, and we're looking at verses 13 through 15. This one is called The Law of Love. So let's read that passage, Romans 14, verses 13 through 15. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or a hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it's unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. This section continues and develops concepts introduced in earlier sessions. Yes, good people can disagree about such things as foods, celebrations, sacred days, rituals, forms of worship, etc. But how do I create a stumbling block? How does walking in love benefit my Christian brother? Do we have a dual attitude about ourselves? What does this mean? Let's dig into these three areas. Verse 13 directs me to never, intentionally or not, trip up my brother. I should do nothing which hinders his growing faith in Christ or damages his conscience, thus hurting his Christian testimony to family and friends around him. Paul says he is convinced that nothing is unclean, evil or wrong, of itself. Everything is created by God and he is good. The problem comes when mankind puts negative stipulations on certain foods or religious practices. These come as we introduce rules and our regulations in an attempt to make our Christian walk or manner of worship more holy. But acceptable worship comes from a broken and contrite heart before God, not from external behaviors. Any change in what we eat, what we do, or how we worship should come as our heart of hearts, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, informs our conscience honestly before Him. This approach to holiness avoids the trap of rules and regulations, which can easily trip us up, causing doubt and confusion. In other words, legalism pulls us away from a clear conscience and a Christian walk motivated by Christ via the Scripture rather than some authoritative person who desires to control you and elevate himself. Now on to the second question. How does walking in love benefit my Christian brother? There is a tendency for those in leadership, maybe teachers, pastors, or elders, to think more of themselves than they should. We need to remember that leaders and followers are all equal. Both deserve nothing because any merit they display is a gift from God Himself. Both groups have no righteousness of themselves, but only that which is given to them or imputed according to the Scripture. Any hint of self-righteous pride in leadership can destroy another, as verse 15 states. How does this happen? A leader's harsh attitude and legalistic tendencies can cause confusion and doubt in a new believer. Faith may be lessened as the emphasis switches to pleasing the leader and following his directives rather than experiencing the direction of the Holy Spirit through Bible study and prayer. Spiritual growth may be hindered rather than developed. Authoritative, unloving leadership may influence the new believer to doubt the inerrancy of the Bible. This is especially true if the rules and regulations imposed on him are not reflected in the Scripture. He may look for the legalistic rules in Scripture and not find them. Who is right, my small group leader or the Bible? Maybe the Bible is not the God-given authority on faith and truth I was told it was. Doubt creeps in, and the new believer's faith is damaged. One commentator considered this passage in 1 Corinthians 8, 8 through 13. I would encourage you to look that up, 1 Corinthians 8, 8 through 13. He identified a dual attitude about ourselves and others. Study the 1 Corinthians 8 passage when you have time. You have a dual attitude about yourself. You may have that. You sometimes hate the things you do, but you love yourself. You make excuses. Everyone gets angry from time to time, right? That's only normal, right? In this way, you justify your sin falsely. If we can tolerate such thinking about ourselves, why can't we tolerate it in others, knowing that they are not yet perfect either? Yes, love covers a multitude of sins. It does not set up a multitude of stumbling blocks for new believers. One law we should follow is this: I am prevented by the law of love from doing what might hurt another brother or sister. So, Father, we should always be focused on our relationships with others around us, and particularly our brothers and sisters in Christ, that how we conduct ourselves and the motivation in our heart of hearts and the attitude we use should not lead them to question your truth, but to reinforce it and strengthen it in their lives. And I pray that for each one listening, as my and myself as well, in Jesus' name.